This is Senator Bob Dole. A picture is sometimes worth more than 1,000 words. In a moment, I'll tell you about a photo Ted would just as soon rip up as we face off. Ted, our listeners know that you never want to offend Marxist dictator Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua, but the company he keeps makes me boil. At a recent meeting of the so-called non-aligned nations, Ortega was photographed with Fidel Castro and Muammar Gaddafi, and they were smiling and raising joined hands in unity. Ted, this gang isn't just anti-American, they're cold-blooded terrorists. Yet it was you who waged an all-out war against President Reagan and those of us in Congress who want to end the Ortega tyranny. No wonder you've got egg on your face again. Ted, I know you'll dream up some smokescreen, but I thought our listeners should know who our friends are and aren't.
Bob, I found that photograph of Ortega, Castro, and Gaddafi as offensive as you did. Frankly, I'm surprised it didn't break the camera. But be honest, Bob, all your hysterical rhetoric on Ortega doesn't begin to justify your scheme for U.S. military aid to Contras in Nicaragua. You're taking us into war in Central America, Bob, and the possible use of U.S. troops. Bad as Ortega and the Sandinistas are, the Contras are worse. They're the real terrorists in Nicaragua. Their random attacks on civilians are killing and maiming innocent men, women, and children. The Nicaraguan people want no part of the Contras, Bob. They're rejects from the old Somoza dictatorship, gunrunners and drug smugglers who have already embezzled millions of dollars in U.S. aid. They're itching to get their corrupt hands on every new dollar you send them. Give peace a chance, Bob, before you push for wider war. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on new legislation to protect the rights of American artists. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.